As Kel matures, he will learn the song he hears from other whales. All the whales in each ocean sing the same song. It evolves from year to year. Old themes are dropped as fresh ones are invented. Within a few years, the song changes totally. Kel will keep alive the ancient song of the humpback. One day, his voice will fill this ocean. Mara will listen for his voice. By the time he becomes a singer, he will have grown into a giant, almost as large as any animal that ever lived. But one day, this ocean may fall silent, because there is another danger, a terror that has marked Mara's life. It's found in the place that she has no choice but to take Kel. Their feeding grounds. They're always there, searching, waiting, until the whales come up to breathe. They used to hunt humpbacks until a ban in 1986. But now, those same whalers wish to resume the killing. They still hunt the humpback's cousins, the minke whale. Few other whales are left. Shot with an exploding harpoon. Death is never fast. It's possible that Mara and Kel will die one day, impaled on a harpoon line. They still hunted humpbacks when Mara was young. She lost her entire family to whalers. She did not see what happened inside. But she saw the blood. They call this scientific whaling. But in the end, the whale meat is packed for sale back home.